Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Vaults for many, many decades, and they said we have to do something like drapes or something because the light eventually affects it. And it's very cool.
Oh my gosh.
Are you like, well,
just went up yesterday.
So I think
Joe Biden would do this? I don't think so. Do you think he'd think of it?
Welcome to the Annie Price Show. Happy Friday. So we talked to you yesterday about the tour of the White House, the Oval Office, I should say, specifically, that Donald Trump gave Laura Ingraham. And there's a new meme born. And you know what? Here's the deal. Some of y'all out there don't know what a meme is because you're not engrossed in the social media.
It's just such a funny picture.
Explain it.
There's
explain,
no audio.
Hold on
that
a second. Explain what a meme is. Both of you, I want Ryan, your definition first. Brad, you can correct
me.
Okay. A meme is the internet version of a political cartoon. That is a...
It doesn't have to be political, though.
No.
Well, okay. Yeah, it could be just sharing some sort of point, usually funny, by putting a picture or multiple pictures together to share some sort of bit of information with you.
Okay.
That's all it is. And it could be a lot of it's pop culture images.
I like that you refer to it as a political cartoon, though, because there can be humor or satire or tongue-in-cheek, a tongue-in-cheek approach to something that when everyone sees it, everyone can collectively go... Oh yeah, that's right. What do you think, Brad?
Well, I think Ryan's on track here, but I think the only thing I would add to that is that then once one person creates one, then other people take it and put their own little twist on it and their own little twist on it, and it evolves and changes over time.
Yeah. So it kind of becomes, it takes on a life of its own. So the meme that has been born yesterday, if you listen to the show, was talking about how Donald Trump was walking Laura Ingraham through the Oval Office and explaining the portraits that were everywhere, the gold cherubs that are above the window or the doors when you walk in, and angels are supposed to bring good luck. And he's got this like this elementary school easel in the middle of the Oval Office, and he's... It's got a poster board of Gulf of America on it. But over to his right, if he's sitting in the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, are some beautiful blue, thick, velvety curtains that are hanging from gold rings on a gold bar, and they're hiding something, and it is the Declaration of Independence. And he's like, come here, you gotta see this. So he walks Laura Ingraham over, and he's like, and he says there, do you think Joe Biden would have thought to do this? But now what happens in the meme world, when he goes to draw back these beautiful regal curtains, it's a picture of something else. And in this case, Ryan, walk us through what you're seeing here.
So this is This is a picture. You really need to come see it because it's... I've seen it already before this, and it made me crack up, but it's so ridiculous.
Did you see the picture before or the meme?
No, I've seen this video.
This video?
Like, right before the show, so you playing it was funny. This is a... For him to be actually, it looks so real that if he were to have opened the curtain and that be behind it, what would Laura Ingraham have done?
Well,
anyway,
haven't said what it is.
Okay, it is a picture of, I guess, J.D. Vance.
Heck yeah.
Made into some sort of like forest gnome with a lot of hair, looking real bizarre.
Lots of beard.
And it's a bunch of, it's like a couple standing and looking at what is like... a mountain of this weird-looking face of J.D. Vance with all these little sprouts of the same face of J.D. Vance all around them as if they are in the Beatles' Yellow Submarine video. It is like a trip. It looks like it's like 1970s on acid, but with J.D. Vance as sort of gnome.
Was it last week that we were talking? I feel like it was Vanity Fair wrote an article about how the right was like basically bullying J.D. Vance by taking his face and turning it into memes. Yeah. And it was super self-righteous of Vanity Fair to be like, they're treating J.D. Vance with such disrespect. And you're like, J.D. Vance probably is the person on the planet who loves them the most. What do you think J.D. Vance did when someone said, Mr. Vice President, you have to see this. And shows him Donald Trump unveiling not the Declaration of Independence, but this meme of J.D. Vance. It's just funny. It's fun to laugh again. It's fun to be funny again. It's fun to be able to make fun of things in good faith and just find it stupidly funny. And we get to do that on this side of the Trump inauguration.
It says on the picture, which doesn't make any sense. It says all these gnome faces popping up out of the ground like they're cabbage patch heads of J.D. Vance. And it says on it, did you even say thank you? Which doesn't it doesn't mean anything.
It does. It's from the Zelensky meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay. But why this?
Why not?
I guess not. I don't know.
I think part of like the description, the definition of what memes are should be, why not? Why wouldn't we?
The other thing that I actually really appreciate is that this is a moving camera. This isn't a still turn toward, this is a fluid person walking with a phone.
It takes a little skill.
It takes some real skill to make that look real.
To meme a new image, yes, in the place of the Declaration of Independence. And folks, as I said at the beginning of this, a new meme is born because Donald Trump is going to be revealing all sorts of things behind those curtains for the rest of time. Yes. For history.
Yeah. Somebody's going to write a program that you can plug any picture into that video and you'll just see them forever.
And do you know, do the contrast here, when you look at what the other side is doing to have fun, it's Tim Walz threatening to beat up Republicans as if somehow or another that's actually going to be an effective strategy or even a provable one. And standing on a stage in front of a lot of seemingly disenfranchised, angry Democrat voters saying, you guys, if you can't get through the day, just put the Tesla stock on your phone. There's an app for that. You can put it on there and you can watch it go down. How sad.
I mean, they're not in a good position. You know, when you're the losing party, you gotta do the old postmortem and figure out what went wrong. But they're trying really hard to stay in the public eye for some reason right now. I don't know if that's because that's the only way for them to continue to get donations or something. I don't know. This would be a time where you kind of step back. And they're not stepping back. They are wanting your attention.
Well, in another little exercise of how are things going for the left? You know, genuine and general comedy is permittable now. We can laugh at things without having to be canceled. You can laugh at things that are maybe a little bit on the boundary or a little bit off color, and people can laugh at you for the things about you that might be a little out. Like, we don't have these strict, everybody hold on tight because we're out to cancel people now. You can look at something and go, that sucks and I don't like it. That's stupid. I'm not a fan of the person of using the word the word retard. I'm going to say it here for the sake of communication standpoint. That is the bust through the door way that people on, I would say, the right and the libertarians of the world have said, we're going to say what we want to say and we don't care what you think about it. I still, as an American, get to choose to not use that word. I still don't want to hear my kids use that word, and I'm going to raise them to be that way. But the stranglehold that the left had on punching you in the face until you agreed with everything they said, or if you disagreed, you knew it was time to shut the hole in your face. That is the way that it has been presented to us since probably 2008. That's just started to crumble down. And it's amazing to watch the left consume the stupidest memes that you could possibly... I couldn't come up with that myself. That level of creativity?
Just the beautiful hair they put on J.D. Vance in that. That's stuff's funny, man.
thinking, like, watching that and thinking of them sitting around, or even if it's just one person going... I can make this more ridiculous. There's more here. I haven't fully tapped into my potential. But watching the left try to analyze it and use it against the right, and the right's like, this is amazing. It's just getting better and better. So we wanted to do a little experiment here. I saw some screenshots on X, and I thought, well, let's bring it home. Let's bring it local. Snow White, Disney Snow White, big opening weekend for Disney Snow White. She's not white. What's the word? Stunning and brave? I don't know. She doesn't want her prince to save her. She said so. That story is tired and old. Like, what is it, 1937, I think, is when Snow White originally came out. And Rachel Zegler, is that her name? Is that Snow White? Yeah. She came out, she's like, that story is so old and like backwards. And she basically made a bunch of comments about how the Snow White story sucks, but she's Snow White, so take that for what you will. It's not going to be about that. It's going to be about her finding her own potential. Like, I don't need no man to kiss me when I'm asleep in the woods with some magical creatures, not even dwarves. Well, there are some screenshots going around X, and I was like, let's do this on our own. Of how well the movie theaters are filling up for this big opening weekend. We have been talking about Disney Snow White. The news media has been talking about Disney Snow White for years. Peter Dinklage came out and was like, oh, Disney, you're going to make Snow White a Latina, but you're still going to push the trope of little people, dwarves living in caves. To which we had this conversation before, but I did not know that that was a caricature. That dwarves lived in caves. In the woods.
Yeah, apparently. Which would solely come from that movie. Like, that's not a thing outside of that movie.
Like, the only thing people know about dwarves is from Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. That they're hardworking individuals. Yeah. Very caring, compassionate, and welcoming.
And also a little bit caricatured, because each one just does one thing.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think that didn't really reflect as much on the dwarves, because they all did different things, so they're pretty dynamic.
Mm, very true.
As a group.
Yeah, they're all dynamic except for Sleepy. He was just Sleepy.
You said that like it should have been preceded by In a World. Except for Sleepy, he was just Sleepy. So let's look around. Which movie theater are you looking at right now?
I'm looking at O'Fallon 15 Cine. So this is in O'Fallon, Illinois, one of the places we go often when we go see movies. And you got the screenshot there? To see how it's doing locally?
Well, why don't you walk us through it? Because it's radio, so they need to hear your voice.
So this
is our first week on radio. Yesterday was a
trip.
Yeah,
we're sharing memes that are purely visual.
No, we're not.
This is what the most popular. So I chose 7:30 because I thought that would be like the most popular time to go see a movie. It could be right in that zone, but that was the number one. This is the seating chart for tonight at 7:30 in O'Fallon.
Are the gray boxes the reserve seats?
Those are the reserve seats. So all the white boxes that you can see are all still open.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 seats are reserved?
13 seats reserved.
For
that's a pretty big theater. And that's 7:30 tonight. That's prime time tonight.
Don't you only reserve seats in the big theaters? Like if you go to see one that doesn't have recliners or rumble seats or a Dolby blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't actually know. I don't do this a lot. We don't go see movies a whole lot. But you said, because I said, is this normal, Annie? Because you've seen movies recently, even Disney movies or kids movies, that you said at this time going into a Friday, that theater would be almost full right now. And there are very few seats reserved.
I'm looking at the Edwardsville Snow White 6:30 p.m. show tonight. Let's see, share this tab instead. And you can put it up there, Brad, if you can see it. It's kind of hard to follow here, but
holy smokes. Wow.
It's a full huge, it's like I think the biggest one. There are 6 seats smack dab, middle of the row, middle of the theater, 6 seats reserved, and 4 seats. This really is frustrating to me, because if I wanted to see this movie, those 4 seats at the very back in the center, those are the seats that I would sit in.
Yeah.
Maybe my husband's taking me. He knows me better than that. there are 10 seats in this theater it's probably 150 seats in that theater.
Yeah, I'm going to share this tab too. So I went a little earlier because I thought, well, it's a kids movie. Maybe the timing would be earlier. This is the 3:40 show, matinee show. And you can see again, we're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seats total reserved out of that whole theater. So this movie's not going to do well.
I've got St. Charles.
Yeah. Why don't you put St. Charles? Yeah.
So I looked at St. Charles. This is a St. Charles 10 at a 6:45 showing. And, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 seats in the St. Charles. And this is their super screen. This is their big theater.
And what time is that show?
6:45.
Good.
So trying to get
These are the sellout shows.
Is there an equivalent? I don't know if you know more about this from an industry since you've been in. What industry have you been in? TV?
The.
Yeah. Biblical.
The industry.
The King James industry.
Right, the original. OG. Yeah. The original Latin.
The OG. Yeah. In music, people have talked about, I think Taylor Swift did this initially, helped break through. Didn't her dad or her parents buy a bunch of her albums or something?
Yeah, that's a common practice, yes.
Take us from the beginning and explain how that works. You got Taylor Swift coming on the scene.
Okay, she's a brand new artist. I don't know what year that would be, but she was very, very young. I don't even know if she was 16, 17 years
curly
old, something
hair.
Like that.
Curly long hair, acoustic guitar.
Yeah, trying to break into country music. And I think in Nashville. And she came on the scene. Her dad was wealthy enough that they were able to, I don't know how she got the attention of who she needed to, but she did. And they put out an album. Well, her dad went and bought, I don't know how many, it could be up to a million albums.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot of albums. They do this with books, too, book releases.
So they get on a list.
If you have a big enough name, and that's what's unique about Taylor Swift, is she, at the time she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had a wealthy enough father who was able to buy enough of her albums,
speak for either of you two. I'm not here to criticize Taylor Swift's success or say it's fake. She has certainly made her money many times over. But the way to, if you
break
don't break
in.
Through.
Yeah, you got to break in.
Is there a way to do that with movies? I'm saying, like, if you look across the country right now and people are not going to see this movie, is there a way that Disney can manufacture success?
No, not really, because it just costs too much. Ticket sales for movies really do just go back to the producer of the movie. The way the theater makes money is on all the other stuff. All the food you buy.
Yeah.
So the vast majority of that ticket sale that you buy, that's going right back to... The the movie producer. So it's not really possible to do in movies because you'd have to buy so many seats. The only reason to do it is to generate buzz and to push it to tops of lists.
But that's what you're saying happens in music and in book industry.
Yeah, but it's cheaper to do it with books and music than it is to do with movies because the tickets cost too much. And you have to buy so many of them. It's all going back to you, but then your opening weekend is where you make money. So to make all of that in your opening weekend, you'd just be kind of cannibalizing yourself. It wouldn't make sense to do it in movies.
But what if it was tanking so bad you didn't want the bad press?
I guess you technically could invest some of your money back into ticket sales if you really were just trying to avoid a complete flop. But it's as far as I know, it's not common practice to do it. It's possible. But with books and music, that's common. With movies, I don't hear about that. But this would be the example to have it happen.
I think that we should, if we can remember, in the 2 o'clock hour, at the end of the 2 o'clock hour, we should try to poke around and see if any of these that we've checked have. Maybe we just did the best advertisement for seeing Snow White tonight that one could possibly make. Free advertising. Go see this movie if you want to.
Do you have any desire to see the movie?
Zero. I'm mad at it. And again, this goes back to things we've talked about before. Lightyear was that too. Mm-hmm. It was that they're doing the press junket for Lightyear, and Chris Evans, who voices Buzz Lightyear in that film, not Tim Allen, that's a whole different story. There's this like fleeting second where one of the characters in the movie has two moms, and they like they're going through their day and they kiss each other goodbye like a mom and dad. It's not a romantic scene at all, and Disney decided to go all in on that. I mean, I don't even think the scene lasts 2 seconds. I think that in a large part, it wouldn't have even... It might be something you might notice on like the third or fourth time you watch it. But Disney decided to make the whole Lightyear movie about that. And Chris Evans was like, if you don't like that that's... I don't remember the exact quote, but he's like, if you don't like that that's in this movie, I don't want you to come see this movie. And so then it was... It's like, now... You know, first of all, you chose to put it in the movie Avengers. I guess it's Endgame because it's after the snap happens when they come at the beginning of Endgame. There's a therapy group sitting together, mm-hmm. people talking, and there's a guy who refers to his boyfriend or his husband, and that's there. It's in there. You notice it. Well, guess what, folks? Gay people exist. They're everywhere, and you work with them. You're related to them. They're your family members. I mean, if you have a religious perspective on that, you're entitled to that, of course. We all have our own perspectives on these things, but to pretend like they don't exist is an entirely different situation. When you put it in your movie as a part of daily life versus when you say, like, that's what people know about the movie Lightyear. That's what they made it all about. And I'm not going to go see Lightyear. I'm not going to go see any movie when they make it all about these social justice types of crusades that I don't really send my kids to go watch animated movies like this to be a part of. Like, you don't get access to my kids for that. I'll take care of how we handle those types of topics in our house, and I think we do a good job of it. But like all of these social crusades that Disney is trying to put out there, and Disney's certainly not the only one. Snow White, that's all it's been the whole time. That's all it's been. So no, I hope it fails massively and you get back to making good movies.
Yeah, the biggest deal about that is that it's not just the stuff that you know about, the little people thing and the Rachel Zegler and all that stuff.
Magical creatures.
Whatever. It's the whole plot of the film was altered to be less traditional. And if you don't like that, you go, well, I don't want to see that.
And Snow White, like, if you know about Disney, Snow White, you could make an argument that Snow White created what Disney is today.
Yes,
the animation behind Snow White is what opened the doors to everything that we've seen Disney do that has been magical. And Rachel Zegler's going to crap on that? Nope. Not with my dollar. Not at all. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Used to spend my nights out in barrooms. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back. Yeah.
Well, the Department of Education was basically shuttered yesterday. Donald Trump signs an executive order eliminating the Department of Education, and there are calls on the folks in Congress to quickly codify that into law. A lot of people quick to remind you that Jimmy Carter implemented the Department of Education by executive order, and then Congress then made it official. That's not that long ago.
No, that's not.
So people aren't handling it great. Some people aren't handling it great. I'm very interested to see what happens next with the restructuring. You know, all of the things, and I'm going to play a video for you here real quick from the Five yesterday. All of the things that they're saying are going away, they're not going away. They're being handed to other places that can effectively manage what needs to be done for our children. They're going to the places where they can be handled, and they're not being swept away. And the people who are not explaining that, to me, it's like, if you don't like that Health and Human Services and RFK Jr. are going to oversee school lunches, then explain why you don't like that. If your response to shutting down the Department of Education is that Donald Trump doesn't want to feed children, you're a flaming liar, and I don't trust anything that you have to say because you're dishonest in your argument. Jessica Tarlof on The Five making some of these points, and I'm going to let you listen to this, and I'll pop in and out of it, but Judge Jeanine says what needs to be said.
And when I hear Republicans out there talking about their plan for education in America, I don't hear them talking about making sure disabled kids have access to a public education. I don't hear them talking about impoverished
kids. Because we're against it.
I know you are. Thank you for admitting it on such a public forum. They want to end up privatizing it. They want a voucher system, which means that kids who can't get to those schools, don't have enough money to, or frankly want to go to public schools, won't have access. And they also have all of these religious kooks, like the superintendent of Oklahoma who wants to spend millions of dollars on Bibles for the schools, Trump Bibles.
Interruption. The Trump Bibles, does Donald Trump change scripture in those Bibles at all?
No, I think it's just a Bible.
That you get from Trump?
Yeah. It probably has some sort of signature or seal on or something.
Like the Constitution and some of the founding documents.
Oh, does it?
I've always thought that the Trump Bible thing is kind of weird, but there's nothing about, I mean, if you don't like the Bible, just say you don't like the Bible. And the fact that Donald Trump, I still think that when he went out in front of that church when they were tearing up Lafayette Square and he held up the Bible, and I'm going to beat you to it, Scoot. I know he held it up upside down one time. It's still the Bible. And he was willing to do that in the face of utter petulant destruction from idiots who hate this country. This president isn't afraid of the Bible, and I love that about him. I'm neither here or there. If I were sitting in a room and we were taking a vote as to whether or not Trump should sell Bibles, I don't know that I'd vote in favor of it. But it's not sacrilegious when Donald Trump associates himself with the Bible.
It's because it's all a grift. They want to make it private. They want to make them religious institutions. And that goes against what you're supposed to do.
Are there Christian schools that are better than the public schools? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are there non-Christian charter schools or private schools, maybe different religions or whatever, that offer an alternative and something better than the Christian schools in their community or than the public schools in their community? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of private schools that are not Christian schools. I don't know why people assume that you say private school. Oh, you must be talking about a Christian school.
Yeah.
There are a lot of private schools that are not Christian.
In America. So does it need reform? Does it need to be made better? 100%. But come on.
All the Democrat politicians send their kids to private schools.
I am going to tell you.
I'm ready.
Number one, we are one nation under God, and don't make a joke about that.
Do you think
number
there should be Trump Bibles in public schools?
Number two is the issue that the Department of Education has wasted $100 billion a year.
Interrupting, does that matter to these people?
No.
That part, like that is the initial point here. What Doge is doing, what Elon Musk is doing, all under the guise of the man who was elected to be president with the promise that he would do these things, is to find fraud, waste, and abuse and get rid of it. Jessica Tarloff casually at the end says that we need to do better at educating children, but that amount of money just completely and totally being wasted is a non-factor in their arguments.
Yes.
So cut the crap. You yourself admit they don't do any education. Now, you say that Trump is not dismantling. He's already dismantled with Doge. And let me make one thing also clear. Department of Education was created by an executive order by Jimmy Carter as a payback to the unions. Subsequently, Congress came in and created it. And we're going to end it the same way with an executive order dismantling it. Finished by a decision by Congress. Now, let's be real clear. All of these issues as it relates to Pell Grants, special needs, all that stuff is being moved to different departments within Washington. They are not being eliminated. And don't make it sound like these kids are being forgotten because they're not. But if you want to talk about No Child Left Behind, if that's what the Democrat liberals believe in, that screwed us up, screwed our kids more than anything. Because No Kid Left Behind made sure that every kid passed. And now we've got kids who can't even read at eighth grade level because they were passed. We have a 19-year-old who graduated with honors who can't read proficiently. All of this Democrat nonsense labelism is for the birds. And let me tell you one more thing. Sure. The Constitution does not guarantee an education. It is not a federal right. It is not a federal issue. It is something that under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution is left to the states. The state constitutions have provisions where you have a right to education. But this this is something that is for parents and for educators, for teachers that we do love. We don't love Randy Weingarten and what she did to our kids when she couldn't find one metric in the billions of dollars that we gave her to open the schools to make it safe enough for her and her pals to go to open up those schools. You know what, Randy? Go back to Ukraine for the third time to try to figure out what they're doing in education. And let me tell you one more thing. I'm not done.
One more thing.
One more thing. Is these kids in China and in Russia that were studying quantum physics while our kids were hiding and doing drugs and alcohol, and the kids in Norway and Denmark and Sweden, we spend more money per kid than any country in the world, and we're losing because of the Democrats. And
there you have it.
All right.
I wanted to make points on it, and then I heard her say it. I'm like, I can't do it better than that. Judge Jeanine, take the floor. I appreciate so much getting to the root of the matter, which is the teachers' unions have gotten in bed with the politicians who have said, more money, more money, more money, more money. And the Democrats and the people who are funded by these teachers' unions never run out of your money. Never. And it's gotten so imbalanced, the amount of taxpayer dollars that get thrown at these different education situations all across the country. The money that gets thrown into all of it, you don't have any ROI on this. I mean, if it were any, it's your dollars. Their money is your money. Our money is not giving us an educated public. And when they realize that it's not, she is exactly right. When you go back to No Child Left Behind, they quit failing kids. You don't want a kid sitting in a fifth grade reading class when they're in eighth grade because it's embarrassing to them. They just scoot them along. That's not helping children. That's helping make sure the funding stays. And Trump is not there for that. And he's unafraid of the Jessica Tarloffs of the world who want to make, like, think of this for a second. Jessica Tarloff actually tried in that argument to boil the billions of dollars that go into funding the Department of Education, that the reason we shouldn't be talking about this is because some Oklahoma politician bought Trump Bibles.
Yeah,
that's the takeaway. If you listen to Jessica Tarloff, there are enough lefties out there that are going to listen to that. And I guarantee you, if they're talking or chatting about this right now, they're talking about Trump Bibles in schools. And so you're telling me that Trump Bibles in schools in Oklahoma is enough reason to waste billions of dollars at the Department of Education? Not anymore. Those days are over.
You got a lot of disingenuous media personalities mm-hmm. and influencers out there deliberately moving the goalposts on these things so that you will remember only, well, they're going to take away food. They're going to take away kids with disabilities funding. That's not even true, but it is being repeated over and over and over to the point that people that I know who are knowledgeable about these topics are like, are we sure? It's like, yes, we're sure. Trump has already addressed that.
And when you said the phrase moving the goalposts, this is such a key when you're talking to somebody who's on the left and they hate Trump. Everything's driven by Trump. When they're trying to argue against something that Donald Trump and his administration is doing, and the first thing they do is move the goalposts, you've already won. You can score on the goalposts where they are. They got to do a switcheroo and sneak them away from you so that they can try to win on their own terms. Don't play that game. Don't go into the game where you try to, like, if you're trying to defend what Donald Trump is doing, if you think the education in the hands of the state legislators, of the state leaders, the people who are much closer to you locally, if you think that's the way education should be handled, don't entertain even for a second a conversation about Trump Bibles. They can't beat you at what is actually being done, so they try to distract you. Every single time, it's a tell, it's an indication they've already lost. And I think Trump has won. But you're not to be next. Like your love
to get me high. Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Out the crease.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
The Bee or not the Bee.
A series of news stories as presented every Friday that are either fake or real. The B would be satire. The rest of them are real. I'm going to read the headlines. You got to tell me which is which. First one, Democrats say fire at Tesla facility likely caused by climate change.
B.
Let's go with the B.
Are you sure?
No.
You shouldn't be sure, but yes, it is the B. Shrouded in the thick black smoke of burning electric vehicles, Democrats issued remarks at a press conference to underscore the existential threat posed by climate change and the need to reduce carbon emissions. Quote, "The Trump and Musk administration has done nothing to tackle the climate crisis, and now we're seeing the consequences," said Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. "It is a sad day when climate change is so bad that it causes instantaneous combustion of a particular brand of vehicle. Curse you, Donald Trump, for bringing this upon us." Next one.
We haven't heard a lot about climate change. Obviously, the Democrats aren't in control, but they don't seem as panicked about it right now. You want to talk about a grift. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, they're worried their money is going to be drying up toward it. Number two, the next headline is, Trump agrees to give back Statue of Liberty in exchange for all the land in France we liberated in World War II.
I think that's possibly real. Oh, it's definitely a version of what is real. Yeah. It sounds like something that the New York Times would write.
I think it's something that Trump could have tweeted, but I do think that this is a B article.
This is the B.
Oh, bummer.
Quote, "It's a fantastic deal," said Trump. "You can have your little statue back, and we'll just take whatever parts of France that we had to save for you. France can keep every square inch of land that you French didn't surrender to the Nazis." It's very generous, really a tremendous deal. French politicians have responded to Trump's offer with outrage, saying that the terms would leave them without any land whatsoever. All right, that did sound more. I thought that one was obvious, and then after reading it, I'm like, actually,
no, he would. So
that
he,
could be something.
He would totally say that at the Resolute desk when he's doing his business, and the press is sitting in there.
It's so funny when you watch a press conference with him, because he'll just be going along talking about policy stuff, and he'll drop one of those lines, and you go, "Well, there's your headline for tomorrow." You know it.
While you're doing this, I'm going through on the live stream, theaters showings of Snow White. The Edwardsville Disney Snow White 10 p.m. showing tonight has zero tickets sold.
Man.
Well, if you want a theater by yourself,
yeah,
There you go.
Just bring your iPad and watch a movie on it.
Watch a different movie.
Watch the original.
Just to compare. All right, next one. Period paintings make use of unusual material for art.
Oh, what? Real.
Real.
Yeah, this is real.
What do you mean by period paintings?
It says that there's a picture in the article. It says, Jasmine Alicia Carter paints exclusively in shades of red and brown using blood from...
Gross!
I'll stop there. It says, but art can be a powerful means to confront and subvert stigma around menstruation.
Art... You know what the stigma is around it right now? Is that only women can do it.
Yeah.
And I have another thing. Since you brought it up.
Yeah, I did.
You know what pisses me off the most about tampons in men's rooms?
No.
Up until recently, nobody was out fighting and demanding for tampons to be at the ready in women's restrooms.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, it's real. You can, as a female, you don't walk into any bathroom expecting there to be tampons at the ready. Now, they might have machines. Nobody stocks them, and nobody has quarters.
Just
there aren't tampons readily available in women's bathrooms. If you need a tampon today, you got to go to the men's room to get it. Boy, I, a menstruating woman, by God's
person.
Great design, nope.
Menstruating person.
Nope. Have to go to the boys' room if I need a tampon. That's messed up. Back to be or not the bee.
All right, be or not the bee. I'm going to go ahead and get past that article.
You started it,
I did. It's
my
fault.
That's on you.
That's a real article, though. They are making art out of that stuff. There's a lot of articles about that, too. CIA files reveal JFK was killed by seed oils.
Yikes. No.
That's the B. You are correct. When reached for comment, whoop, there they go. When reached for comment, Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Sorry, they're right next to one another.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was simultaneously relieved to know the truth and resolute in his mission. Quote, I will not rest until these seed oils are held accountable for what they've done, he said. Ever since I was a boy, I suspected that seed oils were behind my uncle's death. It's time for the truth to come out and for justice to be served. You tell the seed oils I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
And hell's coming with me. It's associated with a basketball team, and the coach sent out the beginning of the hell's coming with me, a little line thing from Tombstone, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Is that?
Tombstone? Tombstone, yeah.
And my husband, I guess my son read that message that was sent in this group chat of this team. And my husband finished it and was like, and hell's coming with me. And my son just like looked at him like, what is it? Are
you can't
okay?
say that.
Yeah. And then he was like, no, it's from Tombstone. And then the father-son had to come together to watch this YouTube moment on Tombstone. And my son was like, that's awesome. He goes, can I reply back in the group chat with the rest of the phrase? And my husband was like, no. No, you can't.
One more. Netanyahu gifts John Fetterman with a silver pager.
Who? Netanyahu?
Netanyahu yeah. gifts John Fetterman with a silver pager.
What's a silver pager? Real.
Yeah, this is real.
It is real. Yeah, Senator John Fetterman and his wife, Giselle, are in Israel meeting with Netanyahu this week, who gave him a silver beeper or pager commemorating Israel's attack on Lebanon. Fetterman responded when the story broke, I was like, oh yeah, I love it, I love it.
Real.
it's real.
Next question, ask us anything in the 1 o'clock hour. Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Should Canada become a state? Yes or no?
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.